जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय, श्री प्रभुपाद की जय, श्रीमद् भागवतम पुराण की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं बुधिरहे। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 31 चैप्टर टाइटल नारदा इंस्ट्रक्ट्स द प्रचेतास टेक्स्ट नंबर 23। मैत्रेय उवाच इति प्रचेतसो राजन् अन्याश्च भगवत कथा श्रावयित्वा ब्रह्मलोकम् ययो शम्भुवो मुनि। मैत्रेय उवाच इति प्रचेतसो राजन् अन्याश्च भगवत कथा श्रावयित्वा ब्रह्मलोकम् ययो स्वयंभुवो मुनि। मैत्रेय उवाच इति प्रचेतसो राजन् अन्याश्च भगवत कथा श्रावयित्वा ब्रह्मलोकम् ययो स्वयंभुवो मुनि। मैत्रेय उवाच इति प्रचेतसो राजन् अन्याश्च भगवत कथा श्रावयित्वा ब्रह्मलोकम् ययो स्वयंभुवो मुनि। व्हाट वर मीनिंग? मैत्रेय उवाच मैत्रेय सेड इति डज प्रचेतसा द प्रचेतास राजन ओ किंग अन्याः अदर्स च आल्सो भगवत कथाः टॉपिक्स अबाउट द रिलेशनशिप विद द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड श्रवयित्वा श्रवयित्वा आफ्टर इंस्ट्रक्टिंग ब्रह्मलोकम् टू ब्रह्मलोक ययो वेंट बैक स्वयंभुव द सन ऑफ लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा मुनि द ग्रेट सेज। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन द ग्रेट सेज मैत्र कंटिन्यू माय डियर किंग विदुरा श्री नारद मुनि द सन ऑफ लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा दस डिस्क्राइब्ड ऑल दिस रिलेशनशिप विद द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड टू द प्रचेतास आफ्टरवर्ड ही रिटर्न टू ब्रह्मलोक। परपट वन इज टू हियर अबाउट द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड फ्रॉम अ प्योर डिओटी द प्रचेतास गॉट दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी फ्रॉम द ग्रेट सेज नारद हु टोल्ड देम ऑफ द एक्टिविटी ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड एंड हिज डिओटीज। नेक्स्ट वर्स इज ऑल्सो देयर आई जस्ट रिसाइट द वर्स एंड देन ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपट। ते अपि तन्मुख निर्यातम् यशो लोकमलापहम् हरेर्निशम्य तत्पादम् ध्यायन्तस्तद्गतिम् ययो। ट्रांसलेशन हियरिंग फ्रॉम नारद्स माउथ द ग्लोरीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड विच वेंक्विश ऑल द इल फॉर्चून ऑफ द वर्ल्ड द प्रचेतास ऑल्सो बिकम अटैच्ड टू द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड। मेडिटेटिंग ऑन हिज लोटस फीट दे एडवांस टू द अल्टीमेट डेस्टिनेशन। Purport. Here it is seen that by hearing the glories of the Lord from a realized devotee, the Prachetas easily attain strong attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then meditating on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord at the end of their lives, they advance to the ultimate goal, Vishnu Loka. It is sure and certain that anyone who always hears the glories of the Lord and thinks of his lotus feet will reach that supreme destination. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 18.65, Manmana bhav madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskaru mame vishyasi satyam te prati jane prayosi me. Always think of me and become my devotee. Worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. ओम अज्ञान तिमरंदस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः।
श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम स्थापितम ये न भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यम ददाति स्वयं पदांतिकम। वंदेहम श्री गुरु श्री उतार पद कमलम श्री गुरु वैष्णवांश श्री रूपम सागर जाताम सहगण रघुनाथामितम तम सजीवम साद्वैतम सावधूतम परिजना सहितम कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम श्री राधा कृष्ण पादाम सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखावितम। नमो विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामित नामले। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिवसे नम। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय। वांछा कल्पतरु भयश्च कृपा सिंधु भय एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग सेम सीरीज ऑफ वर्सेस विच नारद इंस्ट्रक्टिंग द प्रचितास। एक्चुअली टुडे वर्स एक्सप्लेनिंग दैट हाउ आफ्टर एक्सप्लेनिंग आफ्टर इंस्ट्रक्टिंग द ग्लोरीज ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनलिटी ऑफ गॉड टू द प्रचितास नारद मुनि वेंट बैक टू ब्रह्मलोक। सो and almost these are the concluding verses the this canto is going to end. When in third canto when Vidura approached to Maitreya Muni, so that time he recited this, he quoted this verse. Janasya Krishna dvimukhasya devat adharma shilasya sudukvishasya अनुग्रहयैव चरन्ति नूनं भूतानि भव्यानि जनार्दनस्य। विदुर इज कोटिंग दिस वर्स। ओ माय लॉर्ड ग्रेट सोल ट्रेवल ऑन द अर्थ ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड टू शो कंपैशन टू द फॉलन सोल्स हु आर अवेयरस टू द सेंस ऑफ सबऑर्डिनेशन टू द लॉर्ड। सो व्हेन ही कोटेड देन मैत्रेय मुनि स्टार्टेड स्पीकिंग अबाउट third and fourth canto, the glories of the Supreme Lord and the glories of the devotees who on behalf of the Supreme Lord they travel on this place on the earth to show compassion to the fallen soul. And now today last verse means concluding some verses before, where Maitreya Muni is telling that in this way the Narad Muni, the Prachitas very fortunate because they got the association of Narad Muni. So they got the association of Narad Muni and then they heard from him, and there what is the result of hearing from him? They developed the attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So then in between this third and fourth canto, many great souls he explained about how this Narad Muni showing mercy to Dhruva Maharaj, then again Prithu Maharaj. So in this way the great souls that travel, here Maitreya Muni is explaining. And then after some verses the Viduras are very grateful to the Maitreya Muni. He says thank to him and then he will leave for Hastinapur. So today verse Prabhupada is nicely explaining about the glories of hearing from the great souls. Purport Prabhupada explained that one has to hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead from a pure devotee. So, and then Prabhupada also giving assurance to all of us, confidence that it is sure and certain that anyone who always hears the glories of the Lord and think of his lotus feet will reach that supreme destination. So Prabhupada, actually in Bhagavatam, as we know that many places this kind of mercy has shown that when one should hear from the glories of the Supreme Personality of God, about the Supreme Personality of Godhead from the great souls. So then here Prachadas develop attachment to the Supreme Lord after hearing from them. So I was just going through some verses before, already many devotees had spoke. I just going through when I going through, then I found that how the glories of the Lord. So in one verse it is mentioned that one who affectionately chant holy name, Lord is giving, telling that I never leave him for a second. And next verse is explained that he become very dear to me who does not possess material possessions and satisfy in doing devotional service. And yesterday's verse you have explained that Lord fully depend on his devotees. He does not care for goodness, a goddess of fortune, for king or for Indra and so on. So by hearing this kind of verses, that how we see that how Lord is so personal to his devotees. So I was thinking that how about other practitioners of like that Jnani and Yogi, how they will, they are bereft of this kind of relationship. But devotees, those who are always engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, this kind of relationship with Lord and his devotees is always available for them. So I just try to speak something about hearing, and if time permits, we'll speak something more about the fortunate of the prajitas and the how the devotees. So hearing, actually this is the, we know that about hearing among the nine process of devotional service which we are following, that hearing is most prominent. Even the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to hear Bhagavatam class every day. And Srila Prabhupada recognized by his bhakti san, by his spiritual master Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, he likes to hear. And many other things are there. So hearing is most important, and by the mercy of Prabhupada, we have got this opportunity every day hearing Bhagavatam classes. And so many great souls visit here and they speak. So we are also on the very fortunate that we are also getting mercy. So we now know that the conditioned soul, the soul when soul is get covered with the six enemies, lust, anger, greed, pride, and illusion, he forget his real position, Jivera Swarupa Krishna Nitya Das. So when he forget, it is like just when the mirror is covered with dust, one cannot see himself. Or the when the eyes having cataract, eyes cannot see anything. So therefore the soul is covered all these things, therefore he is not forgotten his original position. So the eyes having cataract, he cannot see also the reality. I just was hearing our Bhakti Vedan devotees they go to Barsana eye camp every year for to serve the Vrajavasis. So one time when they were serving to Vrajavasis as getting eye treatment, so one old lady, very short-heighted old, 90 years old lady, she came to the devotees, I mean doctors, and she was just again and again requesting, please cure my eyes, please cure my eyes. They were telling, yes, yes, we are here for that purpose, we are here for giving treatment, but still she was again and again telling to them. So at then doctor asked, why it is so, you are very eager, all this thing, you wait, your time will come. But she again were requesting. Then she told her story that her husband died and her children are also not there. She is alone and the property is also taken away by some other relatives. So nobody is there. And after when she got this cataract in the eyes, she not able to see anything. So at least again then she is saying, at least please cure my one eye. Then again, why you are so much wanted to cure? And she told that because I want to make roti for the Radharani. Because the day I got cataract, before that I was serving every day rotis for Radharani, but after then I not able to serve anything to the Radharani. And therefore she is requesting, at least cure my one eye so that I can do cook roti for the Radharani. So I was thinking that actually this is a position of a condition, this is a position of soul. Soul before getting the cataracts of this lust, anger, greed, pride, he was engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord happily by natural position. But when he got this cataract, so he forgot the service of the Lord, and then he was hankering that I wanted to come to my original position, but not knowing the proper way how to come. Just like this Bhaktivedanta's doctors came and she got some hope that now my eye is going to get cured. So similarly devotees come in the life of a devotee, and then he gets some assurance that now I'm going to get cure here. And then the soul wanted to hankering that I wanted to get cure so that I can serve my Supreme Lord. So I was thinking that this is the condition of a soul, that he wanted to serve more and more, but he has lost his position. So therefore he wanted to come again back to his position. So when she met, at least she got a assurance that the devotee is going to cure, she was very jubilant, she was dancing. So similarly, as we are here on the process of getting cure, so we are also dancing, and then when we get cure, then what happen? We'll come to our original position, understanding knowledge properly, and then we serve. Like and when we are also serving now, but when we become pure, then our service was very pleasing to the Supreme Lord. So therefore devotee should always work for this getting pure. So as we go, that how Parikshit Maharaj, before that Bhagavatam gives actually assurance that when one attentively and with rapt attention, attentively, eagernessly and grateful heart hears, then he will attain the love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there are many examples. I was just focusing on the Parikshit Maharaj examples. How Parikshit Maharaj was very eager to hear. Sukhdev Goswami was appreciating to Parikshit Maharaj. Because of your eagerness, I am getting very eager to speak. I am getting very eagerness to speak. So Sukhdev Goswami was appreciating. And then Parikshit Maharaj in return, he is also appreciating the Sukhdev Goswami. Because you are speaking very nicely, you are speaking in very eagerness, by hearing from you, I completely forgotten my eating, sleeping, So therefore, in this way, both were appreciating each other and glorifying the eagerness. So how Parikshit Maharaj was very eager, we know that, and how he was very grateful. He was grateful to each and every devotee, each and every sage who came there to hear, who came there to hear from the Sukhdev Goswami. So therefore he also very grateful also. Now we are going to discuss that how mercy of a Lord comes by the mercy of a devotee. When we please devotee, when we serve devotees, then we will get the mercy of the Supreme Lord. I'm going to discuss that now. Narada Muni himself is telling his story to the Vyasdev when he was a Narad boy, how he got the mercy of a devotee. So Vishwanath Chakuri Thakur there explains the 14 stages of bhakti. There are 14 stages of bhakti there. So how the Narad Muni went all these stages step by step, and he came to the stage of developing prema for the Supreme Lord. So these 14 stages, I just going to discuss something about that. Also, it is so helpful for the sadhakas that what stage we have to come and what stage we have to go through. So Narad Muni, when he is explaining that for about 14 stages, so this just like we know that 9 stages of bhakti: shraddha, sadhu, sangh, bhajan, kriya, anarth, nivritti, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhava and prem. So in 14 stages, these 9 stages plus 5 more stages are there. So the 5 more stages are like 2 comes before shraddha, satam, kripa and mahat seva, and 1 comes in between bhakti, and 2 comes at the end of the prema, darshanam and harer madhur anubhava. So I was just going to explain about how satam kripa, how so much important mercy of a devotee. Prabhupada explained that there are 2 kind of services. One service is called as the daya, and other service is called the seva. Both are services, but daya can be done to inferiors, and seva can be done to the superior or the spiritual master or the Supreme Lord. So here satam kripa, great souls, they were doing seva to the Narad boy as by giving him causeless mercy. So Narad Muni was telling thing that impartial devotees, they bestow causeless mercy to me, so much so that although I was a 5-year old children, I was a 5-year old boy, I developed the qualities of self control, gave of childish sport, obedient, and 4th one is gave of not talkative or not naughty. So these 4 things, by their mercy he developed these qualities. And what happened after developing these qualities? This quality become the cause of their getting further mercy. It means that after getting initiated from them, he used these qualities to serve them in a very proper way. So then he become the cause of the getting further mercy of them. So similarly, I was thinking that how after, as we devotee, after meeting with our spiritual master, after getting initiation from a spiritual master, we develop so many good qualities after coming to ISKCON also. So, and has to be developed many. So whatever qualities we develop, we use these qualities to serve them in such a way that we will get their further mercy, and in this way the mercy will go on. So these are the way that how satam kripa comes, when they see that how eager a person is there to receiving. And then next stage was that mahat seva. So Narad boy is giving seva to the devotees. So mahat seva, Prabhupada has explained in one of lecture that what seva a 5-year boy can do. Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra Bhavan ki Jai, Shri Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maiya ki Jai, Shri Shri Gonitai Bhavan ki Jai. So what seva a child, 5-year-old boy can do? He may be doing, assisting to wash the dishes or to clean the floor, whatever. So this kind of seva he can be doing. So, but this seva attracted the mercy of the Bhakti Vedans. Actually, this seva is most important. Seva services to the is helping us to grow more and more in Krishna consciousness. I was thinking that how this he was having 4 months opportunity to serve them. We are also having many great souls comes here, and we get so much opportunity to serve. But even now also, if nothing is there, nobody is coming, as we are locked out. Still, we are serving our spiritual master. This temple is the property of the spiritual master. Whatever services are there in temple is actually the service of the spiritual master. Like when the spiritual master invites the Lord to manifest in the deity, and so then he can serve the deity, and he will disciple assist him. Shri Vigraharadhana Nityanana Shringartan Mandir Marjanado Yuktasya Bhaktan Shalayonjatopi Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. The spiritual master is serving deities and serving, and he is just a disciple assisting him. So all the services, whatever we are doing here, is actually a service to the spiritual master. So when we serve, whatever services we have nicely with proper attitude, then we also get the more and more blessings. So this is called the Mahat Seva. And third stage, Shraddha. The Shraddha developed by service to the great souls. When one serve to the great soul, then Shraddha will develop more and more. And service included in that, hearing and chanting from them also. Hearing and chanting. So then Shraddha will also more and more develop. And fourth, after then fourth comes this Guru Pada Ashraya. Getting the shelter of a spiritual master. So in this way he got the shelter of the spiritual master. And then Prabhupada write in the purport that there is change happen in the life of Narad Muni, Narad boy, when he got initiation. So therefore when the disciple after getting initiation from the spiritual master, there will be change happen in his life also. Means he become more and more serious. He will take more and more responsibility on behalf of the spiritual master, and himself he make his life is more perfect and then assist. So in this way there will be changes happen in the life. And then after getting initiation from the spiritual master Guru Padashraya, then he was engaged in bhajaneshu spraha. Means he constantly engaged in the he is engaging in the worship, the worship of the Supreme Lord under the direction of the spiritual master. So he was doing his bhajan, chanting, hearing, and whatever deity service, whatever services. So he was engaged completely in that for long period of time, till the last breath. So he was engaging. Narad Muni was telling that Narad Bhai, once by their permission I took the remnant of the food taken by them. And what happened? When I took the remnant of the food, all my sins were eradicated. So in this way his sin were eradicated. And then when he was engaged in the bhajan of that, after then he got the developed love for the Supreme Lord, bhakti developed. So also when all the sins were eradicated, then bhakti came, bhakti developed. And then he was his unwanted things, means anarthopagmam, unwanted things removed from the heart, Unwanted thing means that this lower vices and this mood of passion and ignorance things, they are removed from the heart. So after then, when it removed, then he developed a steadiness in his bhakti and he was constantly just going on. Then he developed the, after steadiness, then he developed the ruchi in hearing and chanting. So in this way, Narada Muni has developed and come to the stage of Aruchi, and he was doing more and more hearing and chanting. Then with asakti, after some time he explained that with asakti, firm attachment of hearing and chanting. After asakti, as he was regularly hearing and chanting, one day he then developed the bhav for the Supreme Lord. So in this way, stage by stage he was going, and then when the bhav developed, then one day he, and then his love for the Supreme Lord developed more and more. And then one day he realized that the gross and subtle body, what he is having, is actually the given by the Lord's external energy Maya. After then, in that during autumn and monsoon season, he was constantly hearing and chanting. Then one day he developed the prema for the Supreme Lord. And when the prema was developed, all his rajas, tamas, everything will be vanquished. So these are the stages Narad Boy went through. And the more two stages are there, which are like darshanam, which he got darshan of the Supreme Lord when he left for the north, and then after Harer Madhur Anubhava, means realizing the extreme sweetness of the Supreme Lord. So these stages are very helpful for the devotees to develop more and more, grow more and more in the Krishna consciousness. So I was just going through that stages. Now, here more thing is explaining that the Narada Muni, after instructing Prachetas, he left for Brahma Loka. So I was thinking that how these great souls, they live. But still, just like we know the exam, we know that when one has to cross the ocean, then you take the help of the boat, and the boat will also go on that side of the ocean. But the great souls are like, they keep boat on the side of this ocean where for us. It means that although they personally live, but they left behind for us instruction, which become the property of a disciple, and he will take shelter of the instruction more and more. So he can take the shelter of the instruction more and more, and then in this way he can find the presence of the spiritual master. Like Prabhupada said that as physically Prabhupada hardly met to the spiritual master 5-6 times, but he is always finding the shelter of the spiritual master by his instructions. So he was working under the guidance of following the instruction of the spiritual master. In this way, he was really finding himself very close to the spiritual master. So therefore, the great souls, they live behind instructions, and they live behind his teachings. Like Prabhupada, so many books are available. So Prabhupada, so many books are available for us. That is his teaching. And so much lectures are there. So much lectures, and then so many his disciples also there, who help us to remind the Prabhupada. So in this way, there is no bereft of that whether I am getting association physically or not. But we always remain with these instructions and with these books. So at the time when time will come that we find the difficulties. So when you find difficulty, still we get his shelter. Like I was just going to discuss about the how Vyasdev, when he wrote all the literatures, Puranas and Mahabharata, so many literatures he wrote. But when one day he found that after writing so many things, still he is not happy. Means he was finding himself insufficient, despondency. So, but he is like a literary incarnation of the Supreme Lord and was very sincere. So Lord revealed himself to him, Lord revealed him to that because what the cause of his disturbances, not sufficiently glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So after some time, the Narad Muni also came there. Because he was very intensely was in difficult situation and praying, so therefore the Lord helps him, who is a super soul inside and externally is a spiritual master. He came there, and then Narad Muni. Actually, this kind of relationship, I was just hearing the Radhishyampur lecture. He was saying that art of revealing heart and taking shelter. The normally it happens that or the spiritual master or a counselor, they are so much busy, and the disciples are so in other way it happens that, but here the disciples was a perfect, he was very sincere from his heart and very happy to take shelter, very happy to share, and the spiritual master also Narad Muni personally came to give him himself and his time also to hear from him. So these are the two things required, then the relationship will become more and more thicker. So when the Vyasdev was feeling despondency, the Narad Muni came, and then Narad Muni, he was first smiling to him. He was smiling. So this gave him assurance that Narad Muni knows the what reason of his despondency, and then he is going to there to help him. This smiling explained. So then Narad Muni appreciate his work, so much hard work you have done. Well, he was appreciating the work of the Vyasdev. After appreciating, then Vyasdev was requesting, although I am appreciating, but still I am not satisfied. So please help me. What is the cause of my despondency? And then Narad Muni went on explaining about, he spoke to two reasons. First reason is that not sufficiently glorifying the Supreme Lord. And second, he told that as much as you are glorified in the Vedas about the dharma artha kama moksha, so in the Vedas this dharma artha kama moksha glorification was more than to the glories of the Supreme Lord. Then he gave told him that therefore you should write glories of the Supreme Lord, Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way Narad Muni gave him instruction, and then he explained to us how two types of literatures are there, and the people are already inclined to go for this sense gratification. If you give the scriptures like that, then in the name of Veda they do more and more. Like recently Kamalachan Prabhu was telling that how it happens. Like a mother, when mother has to give the medicine to the child, the child will not take the medicine. But what mother will do? the mother will take the rasgulla and the put the and the and the medicine inside the rasgulla and the give to the child, and the child take that rasgulla, and after then he found something bitterness, and then he take out that thing and throw, and he take the rasgulla. So you are giving literatures like that only. You have spoke in the literatures about the glories of the Supreme Lord, and most of the time about that how they increase their sense gratification. But if you they would do that, then they will take out the glories of the Supreme Lord, which will make their heart purify, and then but they will take only that part of rasgulla. I mean they take only for what their sense gratification they like to. So therefore, and you should write for the glories of Supreme Lord for the those who appreciate. Although the many will not appreciate, but there are still so many devotees are there, those who appreciate your work. So in this way, Narada Muni went on explaining. So we see that how devotee in that form of instruction, he will always find himself very nicely sheltered. Although the physically spiritual master will may be not there, but his teaching, his lectures are so much available for us. Therefore, in the difficult situation also, spiritual master will help. Now, further it is explaining that after Narada Muni left, what Prachetas did, or after we can say the question asked, Bhakti Vyasa asked to the Narada Muni, after Bhakti Vedanta left, which gave you knowledge, what you did? What did you do after the Bhakti Vedanta left? Or the Shonak Adi Rishis, they are asking the Sudh Goswami. After Narada Muni left, what Vyasadeva did? So this kind of inquiry, Prabhupada is very nicely, very much appreciating the purport. Because this kind of inquiry is so much important that every disciple wanted to know how my spiritual master has developed the love for the Supreme Lord. So what stages he went through. So therefore the Prabhupada is very much Prabhupada was very much appreciating this kind of inquiry. But this kind of inquiry is helping us to give the proper path we follow, and then we also grow in the Krishna consciousness. So I was seeing that how it Prabhupada disciples, how they are very eager. Yesterday Prabhuji Radheshyamaru was explaining in class in the evening that at the time of Prabhupada, Satsurdas Goswami Maharaj write in the book that the devotees, the disciple of Prabhupada, are so eager to serve him, that five things there was mentioning that they were doing. First thing is that he took the words of Prabhupada as the absolute. Whatever Prabhupada say, that whatever Prabhupada say, it is has to be true. So I was thinking that so much so they take the words of Prabhupada as absolute. That Prabhupada told one of the disciple to worship the deity, and he is for many days is worshiping. So one day he was asking to the Prabhupada, please explain me, please tell me to whom I am worshiping. So he was having so much faith that he was doing services because Prabhupada told. So he was serving. So whatever Prabhupada says, they were doing. There is nothing, any question that they will not do. So because they took the Prabhupada words absolute. Second point you are mentioning that how the property, I mean, to whom Prabhupada write the letter. When the letter reached to the place, all the devotee, they jump on the letter, except the devotee to whom Prabhupada write the letter. Because they are thinking that this letter is going to with him only. So letter first we read. So they are very eager to know what Prabhupada is writing or what Prabhupada is expecting. So the whole, the to whomever Prabhupada write the letter, that letter has become the property of everyone. So now see that it has become the property of us also. So many letters of Prabhupada available for us in the folio. So this property has become us too. So there was a third one. The devotees are very eager, as when Prabhupada was writing volume after book. So as one by one book was written, the devotees are very eager to read Prabhupada books. So they are waiting when the Prabhupada will finish this volume, this canto, then I will read. That was third one. And the fourth one, that their devotees, they are very eager to meet especially to the, or hear from him, especially the senior disciple of Prabhupada, to whom Prabhupada was always with them. So they were very, whenever they will come, they were very eager to know what Prabhupada, where is Prabhupada now, or what Prabhupada is doing, what are the recently talk of the Prabhupada. In this way they were asking. Actually, when Prabhupada was also as a grihastha, when he was having very less time, because he was busy in his business, but whenever he was getting time, he was always going to meet his god brothers. So wherever he was going, whenever he was meeting his god brothers, Prabhupada was also always asking about the what is spiritual master doing, what is active, what, where he is now, what are recently things. Or what about, he was asking about what books he has wrote, so many things. So is that Prabhupada was also very eager. So in this, his disciples also very eager to know. And then last one, that Prabhupada before write print the books, he will give some print his papers where which he wrote for the book for editing. So that devotee, before getting the book print, he already released the whatever he is mentioning the books by discussing with devotees. So devotees very eager. I remember that one of the lecture, Radhana Swami Maharaj was telling that when he was in New Vrindavan, so one time there Vishnujan Swami Maharaj came. And before beginning of the days of New Vrindavan, they were not having facility of toilet, bathroom, all this. So devotees were going far in the jungle. But after that time, when the Vishnujan Swami Maharaj was there, that time was having facilities of the toilet, bathroom. So when he came, the Vishnujan Swami Maharaj, so many devotees were asking so many things about Prabhupada or whatever his thing. So many things were asking. So much so that in morning time also, in taking bath, while taking bath in the bathroom also, so they were sharing about Prabhupada pastime. So much so. But one day he noticed, Vishnu Sahai Maharaj, that every day morning I see all the devotees, but I miss where is Radhanath Swami, Radhanath Maharaj, that time. So a devotee told him that Maharaj, he still go to the for clearing for far away in the jungle. He get up very early in this way. So Maharaj was saying, Radhanath Swami was saying that, actually, although I was doing that, all this thing, so I like to do austerity, but I was missing his association, and I was missing the about the beautiful pastime of Prabhupada. But then he told that in the daytime, when I free, I will catch him and ask so many things from him. So these are the way devotees are so much absorbed in the consciousness of Prabhupada. Actually, then Sasurdas Goswami write that actually this is exactly happening in the spiritual world, where the gopis are serving, to the Krishna, and others sharing the whole pastime, sharing the what happens to the Krishna now, all this thing. So this exactly happened in the spiritual world. So therefore, this kind of inquiry as a disciple should do, that how I will follow the footstep of my spiritual master and come closer to the Krishna. So just time is over, just I will end here only. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much.